All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm Vincent Joy. Know if you guys agree, there you have it. I did not start it, right? I didn't start with this person. I don't even know this person to be talking about this person. But I can tell the truth about this person, but this person tried to lie on me, trying to get up in the man. William would talk about this chicken head starting to write him back in 2020, saying she just one day started getting his inbox. He was like, so I'm tired of her writing me. What is she doing? She would be up in his inbox and she would be butt naked. Okay, the feds are going through everybody's streaming that got any close ties to Shrek. Because they're looking for money. Does that make sense? They've been here for 3 years now. They're going through everybody's stuff. They went through myself tens of thousands of times because you had some clown-ass, dick-boy, racist faggot trying to frame me. All right? No, so they've been through the chicken head stuff to validate what I'm saying. This whore was butt naked in William's inbox when she first started spamming him. Taking off her clothes, being butt naked, plus her wild chest, her Brit chest, her flat chest, a wild, no insinuation there with these clowns and they damn well know. But, you know, I'm just saying how flat her chest is. I ain't doing nothing to her. You getting butt ass naked in front of a man you do not know. When you first start spamming him because he didn't solicit you. He didn't come after you. William found me on MySpace and he started writing me. Not the other way around. I was in no position to talk to Prince William. So the Lord Jesus shined the light. He had a bloodline book and the Lord fixed it. He led him right to me and he started writing me. That is the God of his truth. He came to me. I did not go to him and start taking, like, you know, when I was 24 years old. He stayed around since then. I've Skyped with him and everything. So I've known him for close to, damn near 18 years, right? I've known him for quite a bit of time. I am not this chicken head that started riding a strange man I don't know, taking off clothes, getting butt-ass naked. What's up? There are butt-ass naked, you know, some chicken head riding somebody, taking off all their clothes, getting butt-ass naked. I ain't do none of that. And didn't want to talk shit about me going to root doctors and witch doctors doing witchcraft, saying, you know, make a man love them and stuff and all this other stuff, trying to compete. I, you know, talk about please choose me. I got something to prove for OS. I ain't doing none of this stuff. This whore started talking smack about me based on some ugly ass faggot line. Okay, the faggot made up penis pictures. They dragged this ugly ass, the feds dragged him. They dragged him all across the news media. They dragged this monkey ass. All right, because the money is all across the entire world and they dragged his stupid ass. I got a right to that stupid ass boy. No, and I said no. That clown has lost his fucking mind. No. All right, no, that's for the Lord. I don't say how many years have I said no now to the fact that back in 2013, Terror had to block his ugly ass because I said no. He started stalking somebody else. All right, no, because this guy liked me and I didn't touch Terror still, right? What's up? No William, no Fez, right? All right, now William was pretty tight about his identity. All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, but again, I say, right, here's William saying, cry me a river. Here is the recording of the chicken head crying and spamming. He said, cry him a river. She started it. He's saying, cry him a river. What's up? You spamming a man, talking all this shit. You doing? You going to roots and witch doctors. I plead the blood of Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I told you that shit don't work. I write, like, it's nothing against the blood of Jesus. It does not work. But you got a whore doing witchcraft and doing all manner of evil. Want to talk smack about me. Are you insane? You pulling off your clothes. You getting butt ass naked in this man's inbox. You don't know him. You offering to suck his dick and give him head, talking about sex. I never talked to William like that. I read him a poem. Right? All right, no, that's for real. Everybody's not the same, but, you know, you got some clown-ass chicken head that started this shit. I can talk about her Section 8 in head. I can talk about her collection plate of a mouth. I can talk about her three baby daddies not matching. What's up? I can talk about her having hickeys up and down her neck at 15 years old. She came to school twice with two pregnant bellies from two baby fathers, right? From two different fathers. And she got to school. She got a whole other father. And none of them are with her, and they got different families, and they don't fuck with her. I could talk about her too. I could talk about how Section 8 and head is not a career goal. How Section 8 and head is not career success. I could talk about having your mouth be a collection plate is not success. It's not men loving you. Just because your mouth is a collection plate don't mean they love you. I could talk about you skipping school to disrespect your throat. You sucking dick to disrespect your throat. You getting knocked up to disrespect your throat. They pumping it up. You dick, you disrespecting your throat. I could talk about you. What's up? Right? Now Shrek asks millions of questions about me for years. She ain't got a monkey ass on the phone not one time, because her ugly ass popped up lying, right? And you got people saying flat out they have never heard this shit because it don't exist, even his ugly ass faggot getting caught making up penis pictures and reading from a script because his monkey ass ain't got no stories because I ain't stupid. I'm not back in school. We back there in school, too. You notice I ain't got no pregnant belly back in school. That bitch is back in school. No pregnant belly back in school. This bitch is back there in school with me. And there is no pregnant belly. Not one time. No pregnant belly. Not one rumor. Not one gossip. Not one time. People saying they never heard this. Not one time. His old ugly monkey ass was back there. What's up? I'm not you. Here's what you're saying. This chicken head can cry him a river. I am not starting with this whore. I do nothing to her. Right? On a crying scream. Fuck you. ugly ass, right? Oh, chicken head ass, right? Go find another dick to blow. That's what she was saying about the prom king. That's why she started writing William. The prom king, this boy, Terrell. Terrell was the prom king of school. The reason, good God of mercy, this man was a prom king in high school. This bitch is so stupid. And he had a crush on me, all right? No, that's for, you know, even after school. And he came and sat outside of my house at 9 o'clock in the morning. The chicken head hated me because the guy liked me. And I don't even know her. And, I didn't touch Terrell. All right, he didn't pump and dump me. I just suck his dick and I didn't cook him breakfast and fuck him and still get dumped by him. That happened to the chicken head. She invited him over to dinner. She sucked his dick. He fucked her and he dumped her ass. He started dodging her ass. He dumped her ass. He wouldn't talk to her ass. He dumped her ass. He wouldn't speak to her anymore. He dumped her ass. She kept trying to cook him dinner. Then he dumped her ass. That was it. And she hated me and started getting up in William's inbox based on what a man did to her stupid ass, right? Then started trying to spam William her hoe ass. I don't appreciate that. Because a man didn't want you. Because a man rejected you. The man rejected you, dumb ass. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Right? I hope that you guys are well. Right? Here's William saying, cry me a river. I mean, he just now posted this. Right, about this damn chicken head. How she started getting up in his inbox, butt naked, spamming him again, trying to talk shit about me, her clown ass. Clearly, I didn't start it. Thank you guys so much. Oh, no, not just that. Shrek can get on you know, Facebook and ask all these country-ass folks that went to school at the same school that I went to and ask about this fucking chicken head coming to school at 15 with hickeys up and down her neck. Ask about her two pregnancies in high school. Ask about her whole ass. Does that make sense? Ask about how none of her baby daddies match. Ask about her Section 8 and head. Does that make sense for right now? Ask about, you know, ask about the government taking care of the child. This bitch thinking she hit the lottery. She's so stupid. Ask about her monkey ass, right? I'm done with this. Thank you guys so much.